Wheel of Fortune has picked up a lot of momentum. Wheel of Fortune's in Portland for the whole month. But on the Shark Tank, have you ever seen this show?
Yes.
They had on last week a guy who had invented recyclable tennis shoes.
Really?
And it didn't work out well at all.
I was going to say.
Because you have to have a place to drop the shoes off. And he says, no. They mail them back to me. And they were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're going to buy these sneakers, which look different but cool.
Right.
You got to be different in today's world to get accepted. And they looked okay, and they were feeling, and they said, but when these things wear out, I have to put them in a box and mail them back to you. That was a killing deal.
Right.
But I have to give the green movement credit for coming up. You know, it's just like anything else in business. If you don't fail, you ain't trying.
That's exactly right.
If you don't fail, you ain't trying.
That's right.
If you ain't pissing somebody off, you're not doing something right. But have you come up with any new ideas like that? Although the cans
is, that's been a lifeline. We did that back in the day. Which was better? Which you make more money from, bottles or cans back in the day? I can't remember. Cans were easier to deal with, I think.
Yeah, glass is hard to recycle.
So they're basically trying to do 100,000 cans, and that'll see it, that little grant one wish, that's $5,000 worth of cash.
Yep. Yeah.
Correct.
Is she turned on?
I can't ever see it. Yeah, go ahead.
That's correct. We last year we were letting everybody. We're still having cardboard, recycling that, and plastic. But what we want people to know is we're really wanting them to focus on the cans this year. And what's the limit that we decided on to be able to spin the wheel and win a prize?
We have 15 cans.
So essentially, everybody that fills up a trash bag that we provide, 15 cans can come back, spin our wheel, win a prize, help us get to our goal. I mean, we're just trying to make it kind of a entire festival project.
Deanna, you got a charity there. The other proceeds for this event go to this area, right?
Yes, it goes to the downtown. We have, over our 35-year history, given back nearly $1 million into the development of Riverfront Park.
Wait a minute.
We were down here, David.
Oh, I can't imagine. What Tommy was talking. Cool. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I remember coming out to see
there
it.
There was nothing down here but
us. Greasy greens.
And
it was an arts and crafts show,
that's
basically.
That's exactly. That actually was at Murray Park's where it started. We moved down here
in
82.
I remember the first big act that I ever saw, it was big to me, was B.J. Thomas.
Uh-huh.
That was probably 10 years in, 8 years in.
Yeah.
And to go from there to where you are now, it's like BCS now. It's a big time event. It is one of the top three events in Little Rock every year.
Well, let me say this just to give you some perspective. In 1984, when we moved downtown and we were waiting for the park to get completed, we had held our concert at Robinson Auditorium, and the headline act was George Jones, and it cost $10 to see George Jones in 1980. Or 82.
Yeah.
Okay.
George Jones.
You can come to our gateway and pay $30,
yep,
which is $10 a day, to see Government Mules, Stained, Neon Trees, Boys to Men, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Mute Mask, Chevelle, Third Eye Blind, B.O.B., Snoop Dogg, Little Big Town, and Joe Walsh.
Ralph has.
What a deal.
Ralph is gone now. He has tickets that are, or did you have it? They have tickets to the Skynyrd show that was going to happen in 76 or 77, but Skynyrd was in a plane crash 2 weeks before.
Oh, wow.
And never showed up.
Wow.
And on the price, to show how you've stayed the same pretty much and other things have changed, the price to see Lynyrd Skynyrd now would probably be $35, $40 because they've dropped down. But at the time, Lynyrd Skynyrd was in flight.
Right.
The price on the ticket was $6. Now, you go see Justin Bieber now, you're going to pay $125.
Oh, absolutely.
But at Riverfest, you paid how much then?
Back then?
Yeah.
$10.
And now you pay?
$10 a day.
For
3 days.
For 30-something plus hours.
Yeah, exactly. And if you
If I was Republican, I could show you how to make this a money maker.
And you know what, David? If you go today to Walgreens or tomorrow, if
they're still discounted.
Yeah.
They're still discounted.
That's half price.
$20.
No,
it's
$10
discounted.
Off,
yeah, $10 off. There's still some available. But they've been flying out of the store the last 24 hours because the weather looks good.
Is this the 35th?
This is the 35th.
You know what else is the 35th?
What?
Elvis.
There you go.
This is the 35th anniversary for Elvis. So you guys started the same year Elvis
died.
How about that?
Who knew?
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. It's scary.
It is scary.
Because you know who's been in radio 35 years this summer?
Who?
Me.
Really?
See, we're all celebrating together. Angie Johnson needs to get on the radio.
Angie is the chairman.
Is expected. By the way, y'all's names are?
Stephanie
and?
Ev.
Ev.
Nice high-profile article on Angie. Yes. Jordan's a friend of our show, and Angie is his wife, and she's expecting a baby number three, and she's still working.
Any minute now.
She is. She's due, what?
A couple of weeks.
And you have the code pink in sometime during the River Market River Fest celebration, she starts having her child.
We have like,
but don't wish that on me. I want her to stay in there a little bit longer.
No, Tommy, you're the only paid staffer, full-timer, and you got three part-timer or four.
Yeah, four.
And then the rest are all these volunteers.
250 volunteers that plan year-round. They are the bomb. They make me look really, really good. And then it's another 3,000, David, for the weekend.
3,000. And how many people will come through this weekend?
Hopefully over a quarter of a million. That's how many were here last year.
250,000. Yeah. You got great sponsors like Verizon and other people who step up.
Let me tell you something. Verizon, our presenting sponsor, is the bomb.
And I give you credit, too, for doing that for Jennings.
Switch from AT&T to Verizon.
We're in what we call the business up against a hard break, which means we have to take it right now. All the other ones we could blow off, but we have to do this one. Why? I don't know. But I do know it means it's 8 o'clock. We're down here for Riverfest. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And you might want to bring a jacket with you.
Absolutely.